Well, there is another broadcast partner that assists us in understanding what's happening in the European Union. The European Union, both Rob Congdon, Dr. Congdon, and myself, yes, our next guest, would agree would be the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. So, Rob, that being the case, we would have to continue to report things happening in the European Union to see how it's all coming together, as Bible prophecy said it would one day.
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, in America, it's more focused on American interests, but Europe is the key, because whether it's the European Union or a derivation from it in the future, the scriptures always speak about the Roman Empire, and that puts us right back in Europe.
And that's why we have you behind these microphones, to let us know what is going on. Talk to me, if you will, about the British government concerned about British extremists using Syria as a training ground before they return home to do terroristic activities.
Well, absolutely. What they're seeing is a large number of British citizens leaving the United Kingdom and going into Syria as supposedly helping the revolution, as they say, but in reality being trained in the latest techniques for terrorism. What Britain is very fearful of is that at some point these people will be coming back to Britain and start practicing what they have learned. So there's great concern in Britain over this possibility.
Well, is that not the case all across Europe? I understand from the foreign minister of Syria at his United Nations speech in New York City before the General Assembly, he made the statement there are 83 different countries who have sent extremists into Syria to help the opposition bring down Bashar Assad. So that would be probably European-wide.
Oh, absolutely. It'd be quite a network, too, potentially, because of the connections made in Syria. Interestingly, in France, the latest surveys are showing a growing reaction against Muslims, Islam in general, and so I would say, yes, I think we're seeing that fear underlying many, many aspects of life in Europe today.
You know, with that in mind, I have to bring to your attention, as you probably already are aware, that Prime Minister Netanyahu is outspoken against the fact that the world needs to stand strong against the Iranian threat of a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. And it seems this last week he's focused on the European Union. Is the European Union leadership really listening to the Prime Minister of Israel? Or are they just saying, well, okay, that's his thought, that is his concern? And in fact, he's doing this because it seems like the European Union is softening up as they try to develop relationships with Iran, as is the United States.
I think so. I think for many Europeans, they think, well, he's just speaking to the home crowd, and they don't give him the attention they should. You're absolutely right, though. There is a softening toward Iran. There is a perhaps driven again, perhaps by some fear of retaliation if they don't start yielding. So there's a lot of tensions going on. There are people, though, happily in Britain that do listen to Israel, to Netanyahu. There is grave concern over this coming January date in which there would be a strong limitation of anything coming from the settlements into the European Union. So I think we have a mixture. The government officials, it's hard to say. Everything depends on if they yield on the January 1st date of the sanctions against the settlement. So, yeah, we'll have to just watch and see which way they go.
Seems like Netanyahu is trying to warn the Europeans that, look, if you do give in, it may be more dangerous than if you don't give in. But who's driving this policy there in the European Union? Would that be Catherine Ashton, who is the chief of foreign policy for the EU?
She certainly is a driving force, one of many in the European Union. There are mixed feelings. Some countries understand what's happening in the Middle East. Some countries understand Israel very well. Germany has long been a good support of Israel, Netanyahu. Remember, he's a very respected man, so they may respect him, and then they've got to deal with their own home politics. But the European Union is not united on its position toward Israel, but people like Ashton have a voice, they have a platform to speak, and they are using it very strongly of late.
And, of course, if you look at the prophetic scenario found in God's Word, if indeed both Rob and I are correct that the European Union is at least the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. There's going to be a future relationship between that revived Roman Empire and the Jewish state of Israel. That's why we have conversations with Dr. Rob Congdon. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again real soon.
That's good to talk to you. Lord bless.